Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all got the wrong attitude about who God is. God is a militant God. He ain't no plaything. He's not no little God that just let the devil do what he wanted to do. Jesus was radical. He was bad. Hey, he's a militant God. Hallelujah. He says a violent. Pick up your weapon. Hallelujah. You're not going to be able to succeed in life just being a little sissy and a little passive Christian. Hallelujah. The church has no business being sissies. The church has no business being weak. He said, after the Holy Ghost come, ye shall have power. Power. Hallelujah. We letting our children die and go to hell while we sitting up in the church. But the church guilty because the church won't preach the truth. It won't teach the truth. The church in the black communities have taught about the pie in the sky. I don't need any pie in the sky. I need it here. Listen, the answer is not in legislation. It's not in President Bush coming down to South Central LA. It is not in the food being given away. I tell you, the answer is in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They need truth.
Got funky enough, you know what I'm saying? So why don't you get down to real business? Somebody might want to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Give them that invitation. Check it out. Say, God, I believe you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for the remission of my sins. I believe he died and rose from the grave and lived forevermore. Wash me now with the blood of Jesus Christ. Save me, deliver me, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
If I had your eyes for a day, I could see the world the way you see it. Treat people the way you treat them with love. Replace the sadness with hope from up above. A shoulder to lean on when life sweeps you under a rug. You never feel alone, you never feel alone. A prodigal son, you welcome me with open arms. After my lack of faith when I'm going through a storm. Not knowing that you've been here with me all along. Why do you take me back every time I relapse? A heart like yours, I really need that. To show forgiveness, cause I was forgiven, now I'm living. We all sinning, but Christ is risen, so we all winning.
Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Father, forgive us, cause we know not what we're doing. I'm reading for your influence, but lately I've been truant. The world's been my influence, and it's created a delusion, ball of confusion. But maybe if I had your eyes, I can reach the secluded, mind's polluted. I know mind's polluted. I'm praying for my people, stuck in correctional institutions. Tell them it's hope and someone who really cares. Cause you're healing oppressed people everywhere. And it's no need to be scared, he knows your deepest fears. But if I had your eyes, I could wipe away every tear. Just knowing you are
here. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see. Everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted. The ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. Yeah.
God bless you all on this evening. Listen, we can rock a little bit. We just want to send a shout out to each and every one of you. What a my God. Listen, we already kicked the week off at 8 p.m. on Sunday morning. And I'm telling you right now, if you ain't looking for a place to where you think you at a funeral, or a place to where you're thinking, my God almighty, this is it for you, a place where you're looking for impact live. I'm talking about explosive worship, prophetic word of God, life changing. You want to make sure you meet with us and be in the house of the living God. I bless God for you all, my God, on this Monday evening. I'm telling you right now, you already know I'm geared up. I'm ready to rock in the Holy Ghost because God is making changes. He's making moves. He always in the blessing business, delivering business. It doesn't matter what the enemy may do or try to do, what he think he want to do. I'm telling you right now, you are protected in the divine will with God. You are kept in the divine will of God. No longer he's going to allow you, he's going to make you, or you're going to come off of that place where God have you on. And I just want to give a shout out to our friends and listeners in an international water. We thank God for each and every one of you. It is a blessing. And then praise God for each and every one of you in Norway, United Kingdom, Australia, Germany, Asia. We thank God for you all. France, I see you, brother. We thank God for you all over there in France. And we just bless God for each and every one of you. Amen. Amen. And we thank God right here in the United States of America. We bless God for our families and friends right here. My God, California, Nevada, Denver. We thank God for you all as well. Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, New York, my God, Missouri. Amen. We thank God for you. Tennessee. We thank God, my God, Michigan, Connecticut is always a blessing. My God, Ohio is always a blessing. Texas, Florida, Alabama. And also we want to keep our brothers and sisters up in prayer as they get geared up as a storm begins to approach their way. Amen. I heard an old son say there's a storm out way over the ocean, and it's moving just so way. You better be anchored into the Lord. And that's our friends over there in South Carolina, North Carolina, and also Virginia, right down the East Coast. Amen. We thank God for you all. We're praying for you all. But please listen, take the necessary steps that it needs to be to make sure you are prepared. Amen. Amen. Always remember this. Live another day, you can fight again. Amen. My God Almighty, don't be too spiritual, high-minded to where you are no earthly good. Let's make sure we put the practice in proper place. Thanks to God, I'm so ready, geared up. Listen, my God, we give honor to the Spirit of Christ through the head of our life. We just thank him. We love him. He is always ahead of us. And I'm telling you right now, he got great things in store for you, for me, for all of us. But we have to stay around the fire where information is constantly pouring. The anointing constantly be moving. We have to make sure we stay around it. Amen. But we can stay positioned for God to continue to do what he needs to do for us. I give first, my God, send a shout out to my first lady, my God, my wife, lover, my God. God bless you, first lady. Amen. Amen. And I send a shout out to my ADM family. God bless you. I just got to make some noise and holler one time. My God Almighty. I'm telling you right now, I won't trade my family for nobody. Amen. And I thank God for the ADM family. Thank God for you all. Amen. And I thank God for each individual that is already processing and making up their mind to be an ADM family. Amen. And guess what? We already accept you. We thank God for each and every one of you as well. My God, I'm geared up. I'm ready to go. My God, I'm ready to out the stalls, and I'm telling you right now, I got something for you this week, and we're going to open up the can this evening, my God Almighty, that's going to keep you, have your mind positioned in a place to where, you know what, there's no sense for me to give in to none of this nonsense, because my God, it's no reason for my life not to be blessed. It's no reason at all. It's no reason. It's not about where I come from. It's not about where I got going on right now. It's not about nothing other than what I'm not positioned at. I'm telling you right now, I'm so excited, ready to gear it up and give it to you. Are you ready? That's all I can tell you. Are you ready, my God, for a life-changing word? Are you ready for your life to be impact? Are you ready to get ready to receive the blessings of the Lord, my God, that make it rich and as no sorrow on this week? Are you ready to see that enemy that tried to bring an attack to you? He don't have enough of stamina to try to reach you because you are too high up in heavenly places. Are you ready? Well, before we get going, we're going to bring on our pioneers here. Go ahead and lay these bricks down on prayer. And once you get done, we're going to come back and go ahead and continue to soar in the spirit. Mother Jackson, God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle, for this afternoon.
Amen.
Amen, amen. First of all, I give honor to Christ, who's the head of my life. And I would like to say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread as we forgive those who trespass against us. My Heavenly Father, this afternoon, I just like to give you the glory and the honor who's the head of my life. And to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and to Pastor Apostle, First Lady, and to Pastor Smith, Pastor Elect Barbara Smith, everyone at ADM Ministry. Father God, I just thank you. Yes, well, for another day's journey, God. We thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you how you kept us all last night and up to this point of day, God. So we come, God, to the throne of thanksgiving just to give you the glory and the honor, all that's due to you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, how we thank you today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your joy that is bubbling over, God. We thank you for your strength, God, in the mighty name of Jesus today, God. We thank you how you have turned things around, God. We thank you how you're stretching us, God. How you're making a revolution, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for awakening all our spirit. Thank you for awakening our spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for pouring out your truth, God. In the name of Jesus, Haribosha, God, we thank you, Haribosha, God. We just sing glory, hallelujah today, God. No matter what the circumstances, Haribosha, God, because the circumstances is good, Haribosha, because you are in the midst, God. You are in control, God. Haribosha, God, all we have to do is just call on the name of Jesus today, God. Oh, we call on the name of Jesus today, God. The sick and shedding, huh? The one that is bound, God, Oboche, God. We thank you for healing, and Oboche, we speak healing in the name of Jesus, God, Oboche, God, because you said by your stripes they are healed, God, Oboche, God. We thank you for your healing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, we thank you for your love that you have pulled down and inside of us, God. Oboche, huh? Not the world, God, Oboche, God, but the gold, gobby love, your love, God. The one that Oboche has drawn us near to you, God. So we thank you, God. We thank you for being that mind regulator for us, God. That heart piece, God, continue to chill our hearts, God. Ain't about shutting a little heart. That nothing, hot about shit, God. Nothing can get into it, God. But the word of God, Lord, about shady day, God. We thank you, God, about shit. We thank you how you're continuing to order our footsteps in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. Everything that you do for us, God, we thank you, God. Oh, how we love you today, God. How we magnify your name, God. You're worthy to be praised, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. How you're saving our family members today, God. How you're drawing them near to you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the relationship, God, with you, God. Thank you, Lord, God. We thank you for your presence, God. We thank you for keeping us behind the veil, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, how you're healing our marriage, our relationship, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today for all things, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray continually, Lord. Continue, we lift up our leaders, God. Lead us to you, God, that they continue to stay up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down. We need them in these last and evil days, God, to continue to pour out truth. Let your truth come forth like never before, God. So we thank you for the one that's walking in you, God, that's obeying you, God. They're ordering your footsteps. You're ordering their footsteps, God, to continue to cry out. Cry out the truth, God. That's the only way we know, God. It's your truth, God. Your truth, God. Will make it grow. Your true Haraboshe has opened up eyes. Your true Haraboshe has opened deaf ears in the mighty name of Jesus. Haraboshe, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for what we have seen, God, watching your miracle working wonders, Haraboshe, God. We have seen you, God, here, Haraboshe, God. We see seen you have saved, delivered, and set the captain free, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we lift up the ones that unfortunate we are today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you touch the condolence, deep out of Oshay in our soul, God, that their eyes will begin to open over Shandar of Oshay, and the ears shall pop out of our center open, God. Oh, God, they speak of Oshay. Let them feel your peace speak over Oshay, the peace for Oshay that the world can't give, God, but only you, out of Oshay, God, where they won't have to worry about nothing, God, but give it to you, out of Oshay, and let you make it over Shandar. You will make a way out of nowhere. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, let us continue to rise like never before. Rise, Roboche, strong soldiers in you, God. Hey, Roboche, soldiers in the Roboche. Yes, Lord, he handled Roboche. Yes, Lord. Oh, soldiers that has stuck a stand in you, God. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, God. Hey, Roboche, we shall stand and not bow down, God. Hey, Roboche, truth shall fall. From our lips of clay, God, about sending us, God. And Lord, will constantly abide in us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you, God. So we'll say, have your way, God. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And God, let your word come forth, powerful, God. Our lips of clay, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. These things we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God.
And God, we thank give you glory. We give you glory. We give
yes.
you glory on this
yes.
evening. And we just take a minute out and thank you on this evening. You are some
yes,
of
Lord.
Us, God, to take a minute out and also repent.
Hey,
God, we repent because we probably got up this morning. We start to acknowledge you. We acknowledge our problems. We acknowledge our what we have to do today, but we did not acknowledge you. So therefore, God, we want to reposition and making sure that our position is correct,
Lord.
Is right. Therefore, we can begin to receive everything that you have for us this week. We are not going to be going by year or month by month. The scripture tells us take it day by day. So therefore,
yes.
God, we prophesize and we speak that my God Almighty, as we get in alignment and position day by day,
yes.
we look for our blessings that we have day by day. We look for the miracles
yes.
that we have day by day. We thank you
Amen.
For the peace that we have day by day.
Thanks.
We just give you the glory for what you mm. are doing day by
Jesus.
Day. My God Almighty, and we
yes.
thank
yes.
you, God, for the, what you are pouring down and what you are delivering and what
glory.
You are releasing. We give you the glory. And I know that many of you all over the world, my God, you got something to give God a glory for. And I prophesy that you no longer is going to worry about what next week going to happen. You're going to worry about what next year going to bring in. You're going to worry about what 2 months from now, what is going to make a, how it's going to make a way. You're going to be expecting the blessings of God day by day. You're going to get ready to receive what God has for you day by day. God's going to get ready to be doing things for you. You are never going to have a dull moment with God in God through God. You will never have a dull moment in the things of God, because my God Almighty, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all ye days. Amen. Amen. Somebody just, my God, give God our praise, my God, this evening, because he is worthy to be praised. Mother Jackson,
he is
worthy to be praised. Amen. And if I know I have Mother Helen on, she'll be hollering along with us. He is worthy to be praised. And also our Pastor Smith, he is worthy to be praised. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, we can't do nothing but give God our shout. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Somebody go ahead and give him a glory shout, hallelujah. Amen, amen,
hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
I give God glory, and we just thank him on this evening. Amen,
yes.
Minister Nita, our very own Minister Nita. Amen, she usually be on, my God, this afternoon, but she'll look tied up, got a little things to do. My God, I know you might be disappointed and you're stuck with Pastor. Oh, man, but that's all right. I'm going to make sure I do you right. Amen. Through the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
And we just thank God for what he is doing. And I ain't don't know about you, but I'm geared up. And I know that many of you begin to get your scribe back, begin to get your joy back. You begin to have your hope back inside of you. You begin to see that it's light at the end of this tunnel. You are not going to be in a position where you're at all your life. You are not going to be in a position where you're broke all your life. You're not going to be in a position where you're struggling all your life, where you're trying to find peace and you're trying to find happiness all your life. You are not going to continue to be in a position where you get up every morning, you just not happy all your life. And I'm telling you right now, if you begin to get key principles, begin to apply these things, these principles that God set up, you're going to begin to see the blessings of the Lord make it rich at no sorrow. And also the scripture where God said, I will open up the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. Amen. I'm telling you right now, once we begin to get in alignment and get into the position and begin to get into the plan of God and also the scripture of God, it's not about what we think and it's not about what I think. Amen. Sometimes what we think get us in trouble. We got to go off of, my God, biblical facts. And once you go off of biblical facts, you're going to get ready to see, my God, your life turn around like never before. My God, many people are probably saying, you mean to tell me that's all y'all talk about blessings? That's all you talking about, that you're going to have some trials and tribulations? Well, my Bible tells me I should be blessed going in and blessed going out. Other words, I'm blessed when the season is good, and also I'm blessed when the season is not good. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me right now? Amen. So other words, when I'm not in a trial, I'm blessed. And even when I get into a trial, I'm still blessed. Y'all about to hear me. And some of you did, my God, this evening, you can shout along with me, because as many trials that you done been in, you still right now got your peace, got your joy, and you still got a little swag in yourself. Y'all about to hear me here. You still can say amen to God. So therefore, you still walking into the what? The blessings of the Lord, because the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. Where the trial should have been sorrow, but you still got your joy. Where you should have threw in the towel, you still giving God a praise. Where you should have gave up, you still got your hand and your voice lifted up and say, God is my strength in my life. Whom shall I fear? Y'all hear me this evening? Because
amen,
he is our rock.
My God, the songwriter say, he is my rock, my soul, the shield. Y'all better hear me. He is a keeper in the middle of the wheel. My God, I matter how many of you know that he is a keeper. If anybody tells you all you do is talk about the blessing, all you do want to be blessed, all you do is see blessing, you need to tell them, baby, you must not experience the kingdom. They ask you, what is the kingdom? It's the what the Bible says, where the streets are paved with gold. What the Bible says, that my Father in heaven owns it all. What the Bible says, he will bless me, my God Almighty, to where I got to hire a construction company to add on another house for I can add some more blessing in my life. If somebody want to tell, well, I feel hot right now. If someone want to tell you that God ain't going to do all that, you need to look at them and say, the devil is a liar. I am a walking testimony. Baby, I'm still able to breathe. When they counted me out, God counted me back in. When they want to put me out, God put me back in. Can I talk to somebody this evening? Can we give God a praise this evening? My God, when your haters tell you that there's no hope for you, you can look at your haters and say, I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. My God, he is my rock and my salvation. My God, my y'all about to hear, I'm a pastor, you better stop. This is a Monday. This is not Sunday. My God, y'all got to excuse me, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus, when all that he's done, not only for me, but what he's doing for you, when we looked at our own Pastor Smith in church service, my God, Sunday, you can't help but to give God a praise. If you understand the story, you'll know how to praise somebody. For y'all listen, you know why people don't know how to praise God with you? Because they don't understand your story. So you can't get mad at them. Don't get mad at people because they don't praise God with you. They just don't understand your story. They just don't understand your book. Your book, my God, is speaking another language to them where they don't understand it. Because if they understand your story, they'll recognize your pain. And once they recognize your pain, they'll recognize the glory of God that is in you. Y'all better hear me. Y'all better stop. My God, do anybody this evening got a story to tell? Is anybody ever been broke, busted, and disgusted? Is anybody been so down in their life where you're ready to throw in a towel? You was ready to give up? You was ready to call it quit? Is anybody been through life and say, I cannot find nobody? The songwriter, even though he caught the revelation and put it on a song, but I've been walking in it before the song got released. I searched high and low. I still couldn't find nobody. Nobody. Y'all better hear me. I look everywhere. I still couldn't find nobody. Nobody, Lord. Nobody. Nobody but you. Nobody but you. Nobody. Is there anybody can testify that you tried it all, my God Almighty, and you couldn't find nobody? So I want to give somebody some hater NMO. Give them some hater Gatorade, and you can look at them to tell them, I look high and low. I still couldn't find nobody. Nobody but the Lord. Because if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, I don't know where would I be. Can the church give this brother an amen? My God, what are you doing, man? This ain't the scripture. This ain't what it ought to do. I just need to remind somebody. I want to remind you who your kingdom heaven father is. I need to remind you that you are son and daughter. You are not a product of what somebody else think about you. You're not a product of what somebody else feel about you. You're not a product of what somebody got to say about you. I thank God that I'm not a product of what people got to say about me, how they feel about me, what they look at me about. I thank God that I'm a product of the DNA of my God and my Lord and Savior. And baby, let me tell you something. When you are a product of God, it doesn't matter what they say. God will take you and have you as a display. Some of you are working to be a display when God say, this is what it looks like when you're down, and this is what it looks like when you up. Y'all better hear me right now. Some of you coming out of a transition where you was down, and God say, this
what it's going to look like is up. See, that's why you need your hater. You need your hater to have a they're going to have a testimony section for you. It's not all the time you're going to be the one that testifies. Your hater going to testify for you, because your hater going to get up on a mic and they say, I thank God. I give glory to God who's the head of my life. I got something to tell you. You see that sister over there? You see that brother over there? I know I did wrong. I know I talked about them, but they still had the love of God. And every time I talked about them, their life kept on growing. They kept on flourishing. They kept on. So one day something got a hold of me. And I say, if I don't stop this foolishness, I'm going to be left behind. And I one day something hit. See, your life story going to deliver your haters. Y'all about to hear me. That's a story all by itself. Your life story going to deliver your hater. You are a son and a daughter of God. You're going to deliver your hater by your life story. So, baby, let them throw a rock. Let them throw a stone. Let them throw a brick. Matter of fact, get your sink and throw that too. Whatever you want to do, because your life story going to deliver. Y'all better help me here. Pastor, stop this. My God almighty. If y'all understand what God has for you, if you understand everything that God has for you, you won't have a day in your life to where you will think that God have forgot about you. You won't have a day in your life where you think God done left you. You won't have a day in your life where you're looking down and you're shedding tears. Only way you're going to be looking down because you are positioned high in the kingdom. You don't have no other choice to look down at the enemy, because the enemy is supposed to be under your feet. And last time I checked, that my feet is up under my head, it's up under my body, it's up under my legs, it's when my God Almighty, he's up under you. That's your position, my God, position of authority, position of power. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Ah, Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you,
Jesus, Mother Jensen, I feel hallelujah right now. Can I give y'all this? My God, because we need to set the tone for this week. We need to set the tone for this morning. And I just declare and decree, my God Almighty, that a lot of you are going to be delivered. And a lot of you are going to begin to go into a place to where you're not going to allow anything to bother you. It's nothing that's going to try to hit you. It could try, but it ain't going to work. Y'all about to hear me. See, after a while, your hater going to get so thrown that their arms going to get fatigued. They're going to get tired out. Amen. Because they, my God, because everything that they throw at you, it ain't moving you. It ain't doing no damage. Amen. It ain't touching you. And after a while, they're going to get tired of messing with you. That's what the scripture says. The scripture says, resist the devil. In other words, the devil gets so tired of bothering you because what he thought used to mess with you, what he thought that used to carry you on, my God Almighty, he realized that it ain't bothering you no more. So he gets tired, my God. So the Bible say he can't do nothing but flee. He got the go. He got the go. My God, you better tell him if you want to come over here and you want to throw your arm out of place, you keep throwing it on over here. Y'all better hear me, my God Almighty. God got things set up for you, God. God got things set up for you. My God, saints of God, number one, you don't even have to worry about anything, because as you are sound son and it's a son and a daughter of God, as you are son and a daughter of the Most High, your position, as we've been talking, my God, on all last week, your position is position in the kingdom. And when you are positioned in the kingdom, peoples of God, please hear me. You have benefits that belongs to you in the kingdom. Other words, things that you've been asking God for, God said, baby, I already gave it to you. Baby, it's already yours. All you have to do is believe with faith and begin not only believe, but you got to go to work, because the Bible says faith without works is dead. My God, it's not only to believe, but you got to operate the faith, because once you operate it, my God, you finna operate it something that is alive inside of you. You finna operate something that finna awaken inside of you. My God, like your divine help, your deliverance, y'all about to hear me.
Oh.
Prosperity got to awaken. Success got to awaken. My God Almighty, empowerment got to awaken. Destiny got to awaken. Purpose got to awaken. Your peace and your joy got to awaken. Y'all about to hear me. It has to awaken in the name of Jesus, because God did not call that to be inside of you to die. He did not call that to be inside of you to lay dormant. It has to awaken once you get enter into the realm of God. If you looking to be successful, you need to get in the realm of God, because it has to be awakened. Your peace has to awaken in the name of Jesus. So I put you in the realm of God for everything that God already gave to you. It will be awakened in the name of Jesus. It has to be awakened.
Yes.
I prophesy and I declare and decree, everyone that is asleep on their destiny, everyone that is blind to their purpose, everyone is blind because of depression, because of oppression, because of things in the burdens of life, I declare and I decree it, my God Almighty, this evening, that you shall be awakened. In the name of Jesus, you shall be awakened. No longer your purpose gonna go and sleep again. No longer your vision gonna go and sleep again. No longer that the success that God on placed inside of you will sleep again. No longer the enemy will put a blanket over your eyes, over your mind, over your perception, over your dreams, over your vision that calls you to sleep in life again. I release an anointing that awakens in the name of Jesus. You have to be awakened, because it's promised to you. It's promised to you. Somebody give you, give God a glory, my God Almighty. Give him a glory, because his, my God, his mercy endure forever. My God in the ever, I just feel like giving him a shout. I feel like giving him a shout. I feel like giving him a shout. Can I tell you something, saints of God? Let me give you this here, because I don't know if I'm going to get through anything, my God, this evening. But I want to give you this here. When you position into the place of God, you don't have to worry about God. Do he hear you? Have he forgot about you? You don't have to worry about God, because God is with you always. My God Almighty, it don't matter if I don't listen. It doesn't matter if I feel my wife. It doesn't matter if I hear her. All I know, she in the house with me. Y'all better hear me. I know she's somewhere in the house. And I'm telling you right now, some of you might not feel your father. Some of you might not hear him. But let me tell you something, baby. Let me tell you something, homeboy. Can I tell you something, homie? He is with you all the time. Well, you're probably saying, Pastor, you just picking on this stuff and this stuff sounds good. Well, brother or sister, let me tell you something. In Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, the 29th verse, it says, but for there will you, but for there will, there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him. It says, but from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will what? Find him. My God, if you search after him, my God, you will find him. If you search after him with all your heart, all your soul, you will find him. So other words, my God hears me. My God knows where I'm at. All I got to do is find where she, my God, listen, my God, I might not hear my wife. I might not see her, but if I know that she's in the house, all I got to do is search room to room, but my God, flow to flow, and you better believe I'm a finder in one of them flows. I declare and I decree tonight that many of you is looking for God, many of you that is trying to search God, you're going to begin to search for him, you're going to begin to seek him in prayer, in the word of God, being around other strong Christians, and as you begin to seek after your Lord and Savior, you will find him. And I can tell you one thing, that when you find him, when you find God and you're in the presence of God, you better tell every addiction that's been in your life, it's time to go, because it ain't going to have no choice but to go. Alcohol, you got to go. Cigarettes, you got to go. don't want you to search him. The enemy don't want you to search after God. The enemy wants you to think that he forgot about you. The enemy wants you to think that your life is cursed. The enemy wants you to think that your life got full of judgment. The enemy wants you to think. The enemy will use people's mouthpiece to tell you you got judgment, to tell you that you curse. The enemy will have you all jacked up. But my Bible tells me, when I search after him, I shall find him. Y'all about to hear me. You search after him, you shall find him. That is a promise of God. That is a promise of God. That is a promise of God. Not a promise of man, but a promise of who? Of God. Y'all holler at me. Y'all holler at me. My God, I'm right. My God. Many of you say, Pastor, my God, sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. And I tell you, baby, you're not all alone. And you could tell me right back and say, Pastor, I've heard this so many times and I heard it before. But at the end of the day, when I look around, it feels like I'm by myself. Where I can look at you and tell you, say, daughter, can I tell you, or brother, can I tell you that it's a promise of God that God said, I will protect you. He said, I will protect my children. And if you are a son and a daughter of God, well, God is talking about you. And he says, my God and mighty. He said about it in the book of Psalms 121. Y'all about to hear me. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where, my God and mighty, does my help come? My help comes from the Lord. Who made heaven and earth. He will not let you, my God, he will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps, my God, he who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he is the keeper. Behold, he is the keeper. Somebody about to shout on that. Next time you feel like God, next time you feel like you're all by yourself, next time you feel you got to remind yourself, I am a son and a daughter of God. And go say, my God, I'm mighty. He is my protector when I lift up my eyes, my God. Cause the hills which cometh my help. And your help cometh from the Lord. Your help cometh, my God. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
your help comes from the Lord.
Yes, the Lord. Yes,
how dare.
God.
It's not about how dare the enemy. It's how dare us to allow the enemy. Oh, y'all probably hear me on that one. It's not about how dare the enemy.
Amen.
It's about how dare us allow the enemy to shake our faith.
Come on.
The brain discouraged me, and how dare us? And what God already promised us, he is the keeper.
Amen.
He promised us that he is the way maker. But can I tell you one thing before I go? You have to line up with him. You're not going to be able to get it outside of the alignment. I don't care what your title may be. I don't care how great your office may be and how much people like you. If you're not lined up, you are not going to be able to receive the promise and the benefits of God. My God, Mother Jackson, I got to go now. I'm going to get ready to run and don't look back. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. And I feel the spirit of the Lord, and I prophetically speak over your life on this week, that this week you're going to have a joy that's going to pull outside of you, that any information that comes in your life, it is not going to penetrate. You're going to begin to laugh. You're going to begin to trip out. You're going to begin to laugh at it, because God's going to give you a new strength. God's going to give you a new mindset. God's going to regulate the different things that is in your spirit, that is in your mind, that is in your body. He's been regulated in the name of Jesus. You give God a praise. You give God a shout, because he is worthy to be praised. I'm telling you right now, when you're in the will of God, you can't help but to keep pressing. You can't help but to keep moving. You can't help but to keep, my God, keep going, because I am in God, and I'm just nothing but in power. I'm in the anointing. I'm just in, my God, in doing.
I am in impactness. I am in influence. I am a Zubian power in the name of Jesus. I am in the dunamis power in the name of Jesus. I am in it. And can I tell you something? The dunamis power of God is ready to fall on you right now. Right now.
Is
ready to fall right now. Hallelujah. You are somebody. If you keep your mind on being blessed, that's all you're going to see in your life, being blessed. Don't let people that have lack in the mind, mentality of lack, begin to bring that mentality around you. Because you are blessed. Because your Father in heaven says you are blessed. My God, I thank God for each and every one of you.
Yes.
And we give God praise.
Yes, we do.
Because he is worthy to be praised.
Yes,
and we just thank him.
Yes,
thanks, oh God, I'm so excited. I'm so geared up. We're going to be in the heat of things all this week. You don't want to miss not one day, not one morning. That's what happens to the saints of God. We constantly keep allowing the enemy to miss the very important part of our day. That's prayer. That's the word of God. On Sundays or Saturdays, that's your church service. Don't allow the enemy no more cause you to miss the very important part that is going to empower you, going to get you to your next place, that's going to bring you into the alignment for your divine healing. I feel another anointing on my life. They're going to bring you into another life. Don't let them miss you. Don't let them miss you. And I'm geared up. Jackson, I'm geared up. And I'm ready to see what God's going to get ready to do. Saints of God all over the world.
Yes.
I want you to come back and be with us tomorrow at 7 a.m. Until then, chew on that word. Chew on the things of God. And you shall and you will be blessed. God bless all of you.
Amen.